Today, we are lucky on April 27th, 2026, to have someone we are familiar with. And that's why we're here, because we know what kind of learning and new perspectives and awareness that we will get when we are with you, Gerlando Jerry Spoto. And the question he has asked, no one I know has answered it yet. So I'm really eager to find out. What is the other AI? Jerry, you're on.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. And just one information, technical information before starting, or tell if you want to share.
Yes, I will share with you in a couple of minutes a link. Please register there. Then it will be easier for us when we get the CCEs to give it to you. With all the details. Don't forget, okay? I will remind. Thank you,
Jerry. So
wonderful.
If they don't forget, they
will,
do they do?
I will remind them. Okay. I'm taking the responsibility.
Thank you very much, Octal. All right. Okay. I'm going to share some slides because you are talking about AI. And the first thing I want to do is to say, I apologize. I'm sorry, because I want to change the title of the teleclass and move it to the Others AI.
The Others AI. Is that supposed to be helpful?
More than one, maybe. So is there any one of you, just a quick survey, is there anyone of you who doesn't use AI? You don't use it?
It uses me.
Or the other use it?
It uses me, but I don't initiate a communication. That's the truth.
Okay. Let's see, maybe somebody might be wrong and learn something about AI. So, AI, we are talking about AI, and I would like to make a quick exploration of what AI is. So first of all, the I stands for intelligence. In another teleclass, I asked everybody, what is your definition of intelligence? And every one of us has their own definition. Many are similar, many are a little bit different. I made a quick research and I found, for example, that the Oxford English Dictionary says that intelligence is the faculty of understanding, intellect. Do you like that? I like it pretty much, even if to me it's not enough. Because just understanding, yes, it's intelligence, but I would love to have more. Then I kept searching, and I found the Merriam-Webster Dictionary shows that intelligence is the ability to learn or understand things or to deal with new or difficult situations. I like this more, because just learning, understanding, it's not enough, but deal with new or difficult situation is good. Today, now, in this moment, all of you, including myself, are dealing with something new. Somebody might say, hey, Jerry, I attended teleclasses before. Yeah, but never this one. This is the very first time for myself as well. So we are able to experience this teleclass because we have somehow intelligence which allows us to manage what's going on. But it wasn't enough yet to me. So I went over and I found Britannica saying that intelligence is the mental quality that consists of the abilities to learn from experience, adapt to new situation, understand and handle concepts and use knowledge to manipulate one's environment. I don't know about you, but I love this one much, much more. It's more complete than the others. And when I think to one's environment, I like to include both external and internal environment. So if you agree that this is a nice definition of intelligence, then you can find the relation between intelligence and one's potential. Our intelligence is a resource which allows us to use our potential, and it's also part of our potential. And now, so that's the I. And now let's talk about the A. You all know the AI, what the A stands for. You know, the one everybody's talking now, nowadays, the one everybody's using. The very famous one, I call it the star of the show. I am not going to talk or to tell you about the star of the show. I want to tell you today about the director of the show, the one who created the star and everything, and the whole show. So let's explore the A, what can stand for. Another A is the animal intelligence. What does that mean? That we, in this life experience, pertain to the animal realm. There are vegetables, rocks, we are in the realm of animals. And by experiencing this condition, we have also instinct. You can see that intelligence showing up in as your instinct. You can feel when a situation is appropriate for you or there is something that doesn't match. Maybe you don't know what that is, but your instinct is showing you something that it has got and understood and processed and is dealing with that and informing you. Biological processes. Every biological process in our body is managed by intelligence. Do you see this number, 90? Well, it's a pretty big number, but I like to make it bigger, 90,000. But we can make it even bigger, 90 millions or bigger, 90 billions. Is not enough? 90 trillions. Wow, that's a big number. I was impressed because that's the average number of cells that constitute a human body. In winter, I have more than those. In summertime, maybe less, because in winter I eat more, but average, that's the number. But think, every single cell is a living entity, which has to feed itself, relate with the others, and contribute for a common purpose. And they have to deal with any change in our body. Oh, too much food, we need to activate more digestion. Put more blood, heart, please pump harder, and more oxygen, please. So when we get a cut, for example, the cells activate because they recognize that and deal with the situation, the difficult situation, a new and difficult. So that's an expression of our animal intelligence. I found, of course, this is a snapshot, I call it, that we are just experiencing, but you can go deeper on that if you want. because I just had fun by exploring these possibilities. So another thing A can stand for is ancient. Because we talked about ourselves, but we are also soul and spirit. So there is an intelligence which is very, very ancient. And we all have that one. Maybe we can experience that through our intuition. Sometimes we get intuition. Where does that come from? Maybe our ancient intelligence as a spiritual beings, as a soul, and other things that pertain to our experience. And that's also something that shows up when we need. And there's also, A can stand for ancestral, because we are the results of an evolution, and maybe we have elements, we come from our ancestors. You know, oh yes, my granddad was like me, or I remember my grandpa had this ability. So we have that ancestral intelligence, and sometimes can show up through wisdom. So wisdom is the way we use the information, the learning, the skills we have. I remember my father, he spent his life working for the railway in Italy. And I remember when I was a kid, when we were by car and there was the railway crossing, you know, there are two bars that close. You have to wait with your car because a train is coming. After the train passed, the bars rise and you can go with your car. If the bars are open, you can just go. But my father always said, stop anyway and check. Because there's no certainty that bars are working, that everything is going perfect. So check. That's an expression of wisdom to me. Nowadays, I keep doing that, even if I have a long sight, I can see. Anyway, I slow down and make a double check. So, okay. That's ancestral. We have that. And A stands for acquired intelligence, our ability to understand and learn and use that learning and understanding to deal with situation and difficult things and manipulate our environment. Everything we learned is feeding that intelligence, our coaching competencies. That's intelligence. Our ability to catch information through our listening, to be present, to facilitate someone's growth. That's acquired intelligence. Every ability we have learned since we were born. And as the Kybalion say, that there's sense if we use that intelligence. He let me thought also about authentic intelligence. If there is a situation I am not sure how to deal with, I can ask, hey, Terry, please, how would you deal with that? And Terry says, oh, I would do this and this and this. Oh, and it works. Wonderful. But it's not mine. It's coming from another intelligence. Our is the only one in the entire universe. And it's our uniqueness. It's not made in China. It's our own. And every expression of that brings different results and unique results. And we have A stands for automatic. You don't even have to think about it. Your body is enough intelligent to keep your balance now in the chair without you have to think about it, or the fact that you need to breathe. If you make a run, you need more oxygen, you don't have to ask for more oxygen. Your intelligence starts automatically. So that's what raise your senses, for example, when there is something unusual and you keep being alert, it starts automatically. And I have also one more. Which is autonomous intelligence, which means it's under your control, you can access always. It pertains to you. It doesn't need Wi-Fi or electricity. Well, a little bit maybe, but you already have that electricity in your body. So you can always count on that. And I think that if we keep exploring that, we can find other A's, other form of intelligence with the A, then there are all the other letters of the alphabet. Can you imagine how much? So I presume that as alive intelligence, that's alive. It's not like the intelligence of a software, for example, or a machine, which are dead. That intelligence is not alive. Our is the alive intelligence. How do they work, all these intelligence? It's pretty simple. Use them, and they will become increasingly sharp and effective. That's the secret. The more you use them, the more you empower them. Think, paying attention to your intuition, for example. Just as an example. So, the more you use them, the more they grow. If you don't use them, they will become weak and less effective. I am impressed when I realized this, which one thing is knowing things, another thing is realize them to me and understand deeply what that means. This to me is kind of the secret of life. It's so simple that where you put your energy, where you put your intention and your focus, everything moves there and grows and raises. That's why in some we have so many great coaches, because we put a lot of energy there. In the excellence, for example. using our unique intelligences. All right, how can you access that? One way could be through your Uber brain. Make it work. It's there for that reason. Make it work. And your heart brain. I have discovered that the studies now discovered that the heart is not a pump. It's something much more complex. It's a unique element turned into a shape which does not pump the blood. It emits a frequency that allows the blood, even because it wouldn't have the power to pump such a huge amount of liquid through all this system, but it uses a frequency that allows the vortex keep going, which is what moves the blood, and it emits frequencies 6 meters far from us. So that's a way to access our intelligence or our gut, which is there and communicate with us. There's a lot of intelligence there. And there are for sure other ways you can use to access those intelligence. Good to know. So, to improve that intelligence, take the risk that comes with learning. If you're wondering, yes, that's me, experiencing beekeeping, a wonderful experience, a lot of learning, and there might be a risk sometimes. Oh, and if I will be wrong, so what? Then you can learn, but you are using and experiencing things. Put yourself to the challenge. Be on the first row. That's the way you can use all your resources and also make the effort to experience things firsthand. Because, yeah, that's an effort. It's not properly in our comfort zone. And I know that it's not simple or easy sometimes to get out of the comfort zone, but I changed that because I'm no longer moving out of my comfort zone, I'm moving towards increasing my comfort zone, make it bigger and bigger and bigger. I want to be comfortable in more and more situations. So, to improve them, another way is just remember that life is an experience. You create the receipt. You can cook your meal or go to McDonald's, it's up to you. But you can create actually the receipt, the ingredients you want to put there. So, as intelligence is part and an expression of our potential, you know how I feel that is very important. Because by training, coaching, improving our intelligence, we are maximizing, we are moving to improve the use of our potential. And we are experiencing more and more our potential. For that reason, I created this, you know, this small logo. I created that to remind myself to keep the focus on that part also, together with other things, but the human intelligence and I connect that with my activity as a coach. Other people do other things. Me as a coach, I want to coach my clients to learn how to use their potential, which means also their own intelligence. So might be good to remember that by coaching your clients to use and developing their own intelligence, you are supporting them to maximize their potential. And it might be good to remember, be your first client. So my conclusion here is, use your car, but keep training and improving your ability to walk and run. Okay, so if you have any question, observation, or something you want to share, you are welcome. And I would love to invite you to spread in a couple of breakout rooms to discuss a little bit about that.
Jerry, thank you very much. You're such a creative person. It was very, very interesting. Before you are separated, I cannot share in the chat the link, only to you and Terry. Can I try one? It doesn't allow me. Terry?
Would you?
Do you want permission?
Send it to me and I put in the group chat. Maybe that's faster.
You have it. I will send it. Where to send it to your WhatsApp?
No, here in the chat.
Oh, I can. You're right. You're the only one that. Oh, and now I can send to everyone. I don't know if you did. Okay. I think because you shared the presentation.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I think this is the reason. Oh, please enter, at least. Oh, it doesn't get me. Okay, I will share it with you. It doesn't get me.
Before I leave, I was writing, Jerry, to you, that I love the way you share your knowledge on your calls. The way. Thank you.
Thank you, Natalia.
And wisdom.
No, it doesn't let me, only to Terry. Terry, you're the only... Oh, Jerry, can you see?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So you need to go to the link and after that, right? On feet.
We cannot see the link.
He will... Yeah, Jerry will share with
you. It's not in the chat now?
It is. It is.
Oh, it is. Yes. But what are we... what are we doing?
You need to go there and you will see. Choose the right event, the right teleclass, and then feel it that you were here. I think that's it. You can do it after.
Yeah, maybe after the teleclass, Denise, you can go there and pick this teleclass. So when the CCs are ready, you will be set.
Something. Okay, so I just. Okay, so I'll click on that, but where's the group thing?
Goodbye.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you 20 minutes. Bearing thoughts.
What do you need to think about, to talk about what?
Yeah.
Okay. Consideration.
Refresh.
Of what could be about the other's intelligence you have explored today, and how those can support you in your coaching, in your life, and how those, for example, having those developed can help you also to use the technology that we are using in different forms, with that awareness and wisdom and all you think can be appropriate for you.
Okay, thank you.
And also observation that might sound offer different perspective.
I have an example.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's do 15 minutes, maybe.
Where am I going?
Okay. See you in a while.
Okay. Where am I going? Saba. Merci.
Remember that I'm leaving.
Just thank you, Natalia.
Anyone alone there. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. You are not going to read?
I'm waiting for some information.
Oh. You should.
I should be somewhere. Alfonso?
That's weird. I happened also to sleep.